This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. But hey, it's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Yes, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Always great to have Kurt Rogers with us. Kurt Rogers, the mortgage business is a blast right now.
It's just so exciting. There's so many changes on a daily basis.
Man, when you look through what you have survived just from COVID, and when you think, dude, that's 6 years ago. First of all, that's hard to believe. That was 6 years ago.
Yeah, it really is. 6 years ago, we were in COVID.
Yeah.
And then the market, the rates went way down. And then, and before that, we had 2008.
Yeah.
I've been doing this 25
years.
You
have, man.
How long have we known each other?
We have been working together in a business relationship since about 2002 or three.
Found out today that you grew up, you spent time in Tucson, Arizona, pretty close to the same time I did when we were kids.
Yep. I was there for a little bit. Yes, sir.
I lived in Phoenix for about 3 years. I moved from Florida there, so the heat didn't really bother me too much.
Yeah. I tell you, we were in Victoria, and we went to Scottsdale. And a couple weeks, well, matter of fact, when you guys got the wet snow.
Yeah.
A week or so ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we were in Scottsdale, and it was nice.
It was nice to be in Scottsdale.
We were watching our ring camera. I was like, oh, man, I'm glad we're here. But I tell you, that's a nice place. I love Scottsdale.
There's a lot of outdoor stuff to do. After living in Colorado, I would miss the mountains.
Yeah,
I mean, you talk about that storm when you know, driving out on the streets the other day after that storm, and you look up at the Rocky Mountains, which is covered in snow.
Right, right.
It's like, okay, it don't get much better than this.
I know, you're right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Fish, your first time to join us. We're here each week at this time with our exclusive mortgage lender, and that is Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and he has been that since the inception of Haystack Help in 2008. Okay, so.
Wow, 18 years.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time.
That's a long time.
I know, yeah.
That's where all our gray hair came from.
Yeah, hey, but hey, we're both still blessed. We got some hair.
That's good. It's true.
All right, hey, today we're going to talk about what you should know about home ownership. If you own a home or want to purchase a home, several factors like loan programs, rates, what does a FICO score mean? Home ownership, is it for you? So, Kurt, is it still, and I realize what we've been going through, but are you still seeing an upward climb in first-time home buyers?
They're staying pretty steady. First-time home buyers on a national average are running around 29 to 30% of the homes sold are sold to first-time home buyers. Part of that is depending on where you're at. If you're in California, homes are so expensive out there that they're having a harder time. But the national average is about 30%. What I wanted to talk about is many people that own a home, you understand how the programs work and how there are a lot of new ones out there. But for those of you that are thinking about buying another home, there's some things that have changed, and there's some loan programs you might need to be made aware of that give you options that you didn't have before. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. I want to break down conventional loans and government loans. In a conventional loan, there's companies called Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, since 2008, they have kind of had their conservatorship taken over by the federal government. They're not insured by the federal government, but they're guaranteed. And what happened after 2008, the federal government came out with some regulation. They call it QM and ATR.
Okay.
QM stands for Qualified Mortgage. And in order to be guaranteed by the federal government, you have to meet certain standards. Those standards are going to include debt-to-income ratios, provability of income that you're making. You just can't say, I work at this place and it's okay like it happened before. You have to prove it. How many gaps do you have in employment? If you have any, if you don't. These are standards. Now, 80%, 85% of most loans fit into this category. I mean, they have certain FICO requirements. Everybody gets treated the same. Because of what happened in 08, the government wanted to come out and give people parameters, so once you fit there, you're going to get the loan. Instead of it, you know, saying, okay, we're going to do it now, then we're not going to do it. So you have those ATR. ATR stands for ability to repay. And what that means is you got to be able to prove that what you're making, you've made for 2 years, and that you, the likelihood of you to continue to do that is good. That's where self-employed starts to come in and create somewhat of a problem. There's other loans out there, FHA and VA and USDA. Those are all government-guaranteed insured loans. By being insured, that means if you default on the loan, the federal government's going to pay the lender. So the lender's risk is less, so the lender can take more chance. Again, there's guidelines that come into play on that. On FHA came out in like the mid-50s, and it was designed basically for people in the military that are coming back along with the VA, and it was designed for first-time home buyers. They require a little less money down. You can get rates in the 5% range if you have a 680 credit score and you only want to put 3.5% down. That's normally not the case with Fannie or Freddie. VA will do 100%, and again, it's all insured by the federal government. So those things work. Those are all called QM loans, qualified mortgage.
Okay.
Now, like before the meltdown, there's things now called non-QM loans. And here's some of the products that are out there that can help a customer. One of those is called a DSCR. What it basically is, it is allows you to buy or refinance an investment property as long as the payment you are collecting as rent is higher than what the mortgage payments you're getting the loan for. They don't look at your income. They look that you have some assets. They look that you have a steady job. But your income that you're making, if you're self-employed and you're not, you're writing a lot of things off, you're not showing a lot of income. As long as the rent that you're collecting on that property is higher than the mortgage payment for that loan, and you got to have a relatively decent credit score, they're going to approve you. Now, that's a great opportunity to keep people in rental homes, because the government has kind of, there back in 2008, there were a lot of companies, big businesses, going out and buying blocks of homes.
Right.
And then they were regulating the rent, causing them to go up. Well, the government says you can't do that anymore. So this helps people that want to get into the investment portfolio and allows them to get into that. And you can, so it's, that's one of the great loans. The other ones are multi-units, buying a multi-unit. Some of the loan programs out there now allow you that if you want to live in one of a fourplex, you get to count the rent on the other three properties as income to qualify for it, either with your income or under that DSCR program. There's loans out there called asset depletion. And you say, well, what is that? That's a loan to where if it was designed for those seniors like you, not me, but like you, that are older with lots of money in the bank, but you're only on Social Security, but you have this reserve of money that you've kept. They will count those assets as income. They have formulas for that. Take that as income. They don't tell you you have to spend it. They just know you have it and know you're disciplined enough to save it. So there's loans out there that work for that very well called asset depletions. There's ARMs, as they always are. And when you start getting into some of these programs, one of the questions you need to ask yourself, how long do I, if I'm going to buy a home, how long do I plan on staying in that home? Is this my first home? Is this my second, third, or fourth home? Am I going to be there for 3 to 5 years? Do I want the school district? Is it close to my job? Determining the, how long you plan on being there also should help you determine whether you want an ARM or not. Maybe you're just there for a couple of years. Maybe an ARM is the best. Some of the advantages with an ARM, you can get a good rate on an ARM that's 5 to 7 years. So you might get a rate in the low fives, and that's going to stay stuck for 5 years or 7 years. That's a good program. Helps you qualify, helps you get into the home a lot easier. Then there's this thing called bridge loans. Right now we're seeing a lot of that. And a bridge loan allows you to take the equity out of the home you currently have, use it as down payment to buy the home that you want, qualify you for the new home, and they do that without counting the debt on the old home. There's several different ways of going about do that, but it bridges you from where you are to where you want to go. Many people feel that they have to sell their home and then buy another home all at the same time, not with a bridge loan. Bridge loan allows you to the lender that will do the bridge loan is going to make you an offer on the home. We're going to pay X amount of dollars for your home, and we're going to do it in 7 months. So now you go out and buy a home, and you got 7 months to sell yours at their price or sell it at your price so you can sell it for more. But it bridges you to allow you to maybe buy your step-up home that you want or your step-down if you want to downsize without having to sell yours first.
Gotcha.
So you can get you can make more of your own money. What I think people, when they're looking at loans, what they should consider that they're doing is what's the driving factor to the home when you're looking at the financing? You're going to find the home. You know what you want to buy. You want $500,000, $600,000. What's the driving factor? Is it the interest rate? Is it the amount of money out of your pocket for down? Are you concerned about the closing costs? Now, I'm not saying these things need to be out of line, but what's the driving factor? Is it monthly payment? In most cases, it is. So there are times when you're looking at that and you say, okay, customers will come to me and say, I want my payment not to exceed this. After I gather the information, I said, well, you qualify for this. To get to that payment, you could buy this. If you get an ARM for 3 to 5 years, 7 years, this fits. But look at different options that might benefit you instead of just automatically take the Fannie or Freddie or FHA.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a lot of different programs you just went through. When we talk about fees, are fees generally the same on all these, or can fees vary quite a bit depending on the type program?
I love that question. Fees. Yes, they can vary depending on what you're looking for.
Okay.
There are certain fees that don't vary. Appraisal fees, title fees. They're pretty standard across the board. You're going to pay maybe on a refinance, you're going to pay maybe $1,000 in title fees, $1,100. You're going to pay anywhere from $625 to $750 in an appraisal fee. They're pretty standard. The fees that start to change after that, which are your closing, are not closing fees, are your escrows. If you're refinancing, you have to refund an escrow account and then get your escrow balance back after you close. If it's a purchase, you have to pay it up front and finance it up front. Mm-hmm. So escrows they're not actually closing costs, but they're money out of your pocket. The lender charges an underwriting fee.
Right.
That's normally anywhere between $795 and $1,100. So they're pretty standards. But where the fees can change, and sometimes you may want to do it or may not, is am I trying to get a concession to drive the rate down to get to a payment on a house that's more expensive? This is where you need a good mortgage broker and you need a good realtor that can sit down and understand what you're trying to accomplish, and we can show you ways to do that by getting the seller to give you concessions. And the concessions can help you with buying your rate down on a 2 or 3-1 buy down, buying your rate down for the full term, paying all your closing costs. There's different things that they can do in those concessions, and that's something you need to be check into before you go out and look.
Right.
Because the market right now, as surprising as it seems, 30% of the homes are being sold for over asking price. Homes are still really appreciating at 2.5% to 3% in Colorado. So when you hear different numbers, those numbers might be for the nation, but Colorado's actually doing pretty good. Homes that aren't appreciating are those that need TLC.
Right.
They need new carpet. They need a paint job. But if the home's nice, in the right area, it's bringing over asking price. So being prepared and understanding what you're going to go visit and look at is vitally important.
One quick question for our break. When you just said need TLC, is it ever smart to tell somebody, don't fix it up, I'll just buy it as is? Is it ever smarter to do that?
Well, and that's actually a loan that's out there. It's called a rehab loan. You can get a rehab loan to where you can upgrade the home $75,000 with some of these loan programs out there. And they'll give you 6 months to do the work. So if you found a house that needs new carpeting, new windows, new kitchen counters,
painted, whatever,
all that, you can actually buy the house, finance all that rehabilitation to the house, and get the bank will give you 6 months to hire the company and have it finished. And it's all done with one loan.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times that that's, if you're saying this is, I love this house, it needs work. It's the right location, it's the right size.
Right.
It's perfect, but I need this. There's loans that can handle that.
All right. Kurt Rogers can help you. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. When we come back, rates. That's the word of the day. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. Rates, Kurt. Oh, my. Is that the first word? Do they even say hello, or do they just say, what's rates today?
No, they'll say hi.
Okay. And then, what is the current rate?
When a customer calls, within the first 30 seconds, 45 seconds, they're going, what's the current rate for today? And I wish I could answer the question.
Sure.
I don't throw a rate out there because there's too many factors that come into play. And rates are, I with them, agree, I'm going to get you the best rate I can because whatever rate you get doesn't change how I'm paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 48 lenders with hundreds of different programs. I'm going to find you a great rate that's very competitive. But my pay doesn't change, so I'm on your side.
Sure.
The issue with rates is they change daily. Today they've changed twice. Yesterday they changed three times, sometimes up, sometimes down. What changes the rates is the bond market. When the bond market is not as stable and it's fluctuating, they're changing the rates. Currently, bonds are at 4.5. So if you want to know what the rates are, you can go to financial page and see bonds, 10-year bond. You want the 10-year. You look at the 10-year bond, 10-year treasury. It's going to say 4.568. Add 2.25 to that, roughly. That's your rate. That's going to be your starting point depending on other factors that come into play. So, and I'll tell you what the current rates are in the range.
Mm-hmm.
To try to be specific,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you and tell you a rate just to get you to call me back and we start the process. Because whatever rate we talk about today, either this afternoon or tomorrow, it's different.
And it could be to your favor and not.
That's
so much.
Agreed. I have customers that we are now on hold because the rates have gone up because of what's going on with Iran and the oil. It's causing a lot of variation with the stock market. They're not happy with that at all. So when you get to rate, there are factors that you control more than the market controls. These are some of the things that will affect your rate more than that. And one is FICO score. Your FICO score is going to control your rate because to a bank, if they're loaning you money, they're looking at everything on a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
What's the risk to them? The higher your FICO score, the better rate you get. It's pretty standard. Used to be 700, 720, you got the best rate. Everybody's a 700, 720. Now you got to be looking at 740, 760. I have one lender that their best rate's going to be at 780 because they only want this type of customer, but they got a great rate.
Right.
So it just depends on how you fit in. The next one is loan to value. Understand, if you're 20% loan to value, if you have 20% down, you don't have mortgage insurance, which means there's less risk on it. So the lender doesn't charge you that. So as the rate goes to, loan to value goes to 70%, your rate could get better. But if it stays at 80, it's going to be a little bit higher. If it goes 85, it's going to be higher. The other thing is loan type. Are you getting a 30-year fix? Are you getting an ARM? Are you getting a stated? What type of loan are you getting? Are you getting an FHA, conventional? The type of loan, are you buying it for a non-owner occupied? Are you buying it for a condo or a townhome, single family, duplex? Each one of those has risk factors to the bank. Are you buying it as a second home? A couple years ago, they had no hits for risk on second homes. But when the craze was out there, people buying second homes, turning them into Airbnbs, and then they started defaulting because they had the wrong people in the properties at the time. They didn't charge them enough to cover them. So that's all of a sudden they changed. Non-owner occupied, when the lender charges you more money in a rate because of risk, is because more people default on that loan. So you have to look at loan to value. The other thing you have to look at is loan term. Do I want a loan that's 15 years or do I want a 30? 15 years, we all know it's going to have a better rate. But what if I want a loan that's 26 years? Can I get a better rate because it's not 30? Yes. You can control. If you want to buy a home, what some people should look at is if I can afford the extra $30, $40, $50 a month, maybe I go from a 30-year to a 26-year. And all of a sudden, I'm saving $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 in just the first couple of years in interest, and I'm handling the payment. But you need to ask the question, what if I did this? How would it look for me in 2 years or 3 years down the road? Those are some of the things that can help you in the process. That's how you. The other thing they look at is your FICO score. And there are five factors that affect your FICO score. How did you pay? Did you pay on time? What's your mix? Do you have installment loans, mortgage loans? And do you have credit card loans? There's a new credit scoring system coming out that's been in.
I read that the other day. I didn't read all the details, but I did read that.
And this is exciting for a lot of people because they're taking alternative credit, putting it into the credit machines, and giving you a score. And where that helps is for those first-time home buyers that don't go out and get credit cards because they don't want to pay the interest or they don't have a car loan. You can now turn on your cell phone bill. You can turn on any streaming device you have. You can turn on anything that you pay, water bill, electric bill, whatever you're paying.
Anything that's got a monthly payment or set up like that.
It will put it into the credit bureau system and give you a score. And the banks, and those scores sometimes are better than other people that have credit. I actually had a customer the other day. That system gave them a better rate because of the alternative credit that they had. So that's something to start paying attention to because the lenders are looking away to help first-time home buyers buy a home. And under, like I told you, QM, you couldn't do that. Now we have this credit scoring system that allows that to happen. So those are some of the advantages of it. The length of credits that you have. I have many people that will have four or five credit cards, and they've had them for 5 or 6 years, and they want to go out and get more credit cards. I say don't, because you're taking the average length of maybe 5 years and cutting it to 1 year. Well, that means a higher risk to the bank. Your score goes down.
Yeah.
Just different things to pay attention to. New credit. Just don't go out and get new credit. But the key one is the balances on your credit card, and I've talked about this over and over again. If you have a credit card that has a $5,000 limit and you have $2,500 on it, drop it to 2. If you can't drop it to 2, raise it to 6. Take it the other way. You want to be at 40% or less. That will improve your credit score, cost you nothing. If you can't pay it down, raise the limit.
Yep.
Now, as a precaution, I want you to pay
not to spend it, right?
I have a family member, I won't, because if I say any more, that person will know who I'm talking. They have a tendency that when their score starts to drop, they'll go ahead and raise their limit. Then they'll go spend it again. And I've been having that conversation with this person for the better part of 12 to 15 years. So it's an ongoing. Just because you raise it doesn't mean you spend it.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. non-occupied CoBar, we haven't talked about that lately. Is that going to be a higher rate, different rate, or
it depends?
No, that's the funny thing about that non-occupying CoBar, there's no hits for that, except for your FICO score. You know, if your non-occupying has a lower score than you, yes. But if everything is equal, the fact that you're doing a non-occupying CoBar, and where that has worked, and I have done many of these loans, when a family wants to send their child to college, and they want, instead of putting them up in the dorm, they want to rent it, buy a condo and let them stay there. They put the child on the condo with them as a non-occupying co-borrower. Child doesn't have to have a job. The borrower, which is the parent, gets the loan. It's in both names. You're establishing credit for the child. And then in 2 to 3 years, 4 years, when the child's out of college, you make the determination to sell it, let them go buy another one, or keep it and rent it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great benefit to start with that many people are missing. If your child has a job, then they're learning to make payments and responsibilities of home ownership.
Right. And see, Kurt, you look at just what all we've discussed here today. This is why you need somebody that you can just sit down with that's independent. I mean, not at some big bank, whatever. They're going to get the personal attention that you can give them to look at their individual situation. Because everything we've talked about today is not just a cookie cutter thing for a home loan. It's individualized, and
you could
that's
be
why
missing
you need
money.
Somebody to help you.
You could be missing money on ways to save money and different ways to do things. If you're looking at buying a home and you're going to be in it 2 to 3 years, why do a 30-year mortgage? Do a 3-2-1 buy down. Mm-hmm. That's one of the greatest concessions that you can get from a seller. You could start with a rate that, let's say, is 6. The first year, you got an interest rate of 3%. The second year, you got an interest rate of 4%. So as your rates go down, the third year, you got a rate of 5%.
Right.
By that time, you moved out. If you want to refinance it at any time, the money left in that account, that buy-down, will pay for your refinance. So you have basically no risk. Either way, you're going to win. But too many people don't want to talk about those. They think that there's something wrong with that. I have many customers that are in those that are just saving thousands of dollars because they're not going to be in the home for very long.
Right.
But to get to take advantage and start building equity. Owning a home is a pride of ownership. If you rent, the money you spend the rent, you never get nothing back. If you own a home, your home's going to appreciate. Mm-hmm. $400,000 home appreciates 4%. That's $16,000 the first year. Plus you're paying it down about $5,000.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you got $20,000 that you didn't have a year ago.
That's hard money. That's hard to do.
It's about the money.
Investments, right. Kurt, as always, we appreciate your time, your disclosure, sir.
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, again, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. When you call Kurt, let him know you heard him here on Your Money Matters, 720-895-0500. Kurt, as always, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. More coming back right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
This is KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Whatley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
And we'd like to welcome you to Medicare and More. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Our show is brought to you by Silver Sherpa, Inc. Their number, 303-865-5534. We are at the world headquarters here of Silver Sherpa, Inc. today for today's show. Jim Gary is with us, your master guide up Mount Medicare. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good, man. Warm summer here.
Boy, I mean, not quite triple digits every day, but it sure feels that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
For sure. Things keeping you busy. I know you got your workshops going on and all that.
So. Yeah, well, we just got our August calendar out, so let me start there.
Sure.
All right, wonderful. So for August, we just got through our July cycle over the weekend. So now we're heading into July and plan. We're having one change to our schedule this month. So if you live in Lone Tree, take a walk. It's a small enough town. You can walk to the library. Saturday, August 22nd, Lone Tree Library, Medicare Simplified / Medicare 101. It's a Saturday morning, 10:15 a.m.
Okay.
We couldn't get Highlands Ranch. It was booked, so we're doing Lone Tree instead. We get a good crowd there, Lone Treeers. Hey, we're going to do it. We'll keep doing it there. We just want to see as many people as possible. That's August 22. August 24, the Coble Library. 4 p.m. Coble is on the corner of Holly and Orchard in Centennial. Next day, Standley Lake Library, which is August 25th, a Tuesday, 4 p.m. And then Thursday, the 27th, Castle Rock, 4 p.m. And then the Saturday, the 29th of August, Columbine Library, 9:30 in the morning. That's our. Now remember, you have to either call the office 303-865-5534 to get registered for one of the events, or you need to go to our official website, which is Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A, 123, the number one, the number two, the number three, .com. Go to the events page, choose your event, get registered. The reason we need to know in advance who's coming is so we can set out the proper number of tables and chairs. Sure. And everything. And these libraries have limited seating. It doesn't mean we're capacity controlled. It just means we might have to go into a different closet if we get extra people. And sometimes that closet's locked and people end up standing because they didn't tell us in advance they were coming. Mm-hmm. So get registered in advance. They're educational. They're not sales events. We're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to have you come, absorb information, give you a packet of information, a beautiful folder and a workbook. You'll know more about Medicare leaving there than 99% of people that are already on Medicare know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if you missed the show last week, I highly recommend go to our website, haystackhelpradio.com, and listen to last week. We're going to try to recap a little bit because there's a lot to know here, a lot to understand. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So here's where you get the truth here on Medicare and More from Jim Gary.
We brought up the GLP-1 bridge. So, Jim, recap a little bit from last week, and then we'll get into what we didn't have time for.
Exactly. So, got a number of phone calls during the week, and people were very complimentary of the fact that I explained what GLP stood for. So, let me do that again. I didn't think that was going to connect, but it did. So, GLP stands for glucagon-like peptide. It is a naturally occurring, think of it as a hormone. I'm sure a doctor would correct me. It's a peptide in your stomach, in your digestive lining, that activates when you eat. And how the GLP-1 peptide ideally works is it slows digestion. It keeps you full longer, naturally occurring. Now, the problem with people who are overweight, and I have tended to be not obese, but I within a 20-25-pound window, I can push the envelope of gaining weight, and I gain weight when I don't listen to my hormones in my body. Mm-hmm. So I'm not paying attention to my GLP-1. Meaning I blow through the hunger signal, saying, hey, you're full. Why do you keep eating? Stop it already, right? And that's what people who are overweight, severely overweight, they struggle with is the inability to stop eating even when they're full. So what the GLP-1 class of drugs is designed to do, it's a synthetic version of what's happening in your gut, should be happening. It's keeping the food in your stomach longer. It's slowing down the stomach emptying. With the theory being, if we keep you full longer, you're not going to want to eat. And that's what it does. So the number one thing people tell me that are on my clients that are on GLP-1s, they tell me, you know, when I first started taking them, I made the mistake of taking laxatives because I felt full. And some people go days without mm-hmm. going to the bathroom.
No, they do.
Yeah.
Because it is, and just doing shows with doctors, it, you know, like we don't. Most people have constipation, but yeah, it is. I mean, it is a huge thing that you do have to get through. And most people will get through that, but there will be a stage when you first start on this that, yeah.
Yeah.
You need help.
You're sluggish. You're just sure. you're that kind of that, I hate to use the word, that packed feeling, right?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the whole idea of the GLP-1, which is wonderful. When you have that feeling, it's like, I'm not going to put any more in, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. So that's the whole point behind a GLP-1. So that's what it is. Now, why are we talking about them now? We're talking about them now because, again, this show is called Medicare and More. We focus on Medicare. And Medicare, as of July 1 this year, just a couple of weeks ago, just this month, came out with a program called the GLP-1 Bridge Program. It started July 1 of 26. It's going to end on December 31 of 27. So it's a year and a half. So what is it bridging to? We don't know. But what we do know is that Medicare, there's a federal law, a Medicare law that was passed in 2002, 2003, that prohibits Medicare Part D drug plans from covering obesity as a illness. The only way you can get a prescribed Part D drug paid for, partially paid for by Medicare, covered by your Part D drug plan, is if you have a comorbidity like obstructive sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, or some sort of cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. If you have one of those conditions, then things like Ozempic are in play, the semaglutides are in play, the GLP-1s are in play. However, absent the comorbidity, they're not going to pay for it. You can buy it yourself. You can pay thousands of dollars out of your own pocket, but Medicare is not going to help you pay for it. Well, thanks to RFK Jr. and Mehmet Oz, the guys running our medical system now. Of course, Mehmet Oz is a doctor,
sure.
a medical doctor. He knows that weight loss should be treated in some situations. So as of the first, they're bridging this program where they're saying, we want to make weight loss drugs more readily available to people that are just overweight. Forget the comorbidities. So the first threshold is what they refer to as clinically obese, morbidly obese. And the magic number is 35. What is 35? That's your BMI. What is BMI? BMI is a formula. I went over it last week. It's boring. Ask your doctor. Just go to Google and Google BMI height and weight table and download it. And what a table will show you is if you're this height and this weight, this is your BMI.
Right.
So for example, and it's gender neutral. So it's not male or female. It's one chart for everybody. So if you're 5'4" tall and you weigh 205, your BMI is 305, your BMI is 35.
Right.
You would qualify for this bridge program, assuming you didn't have type 2 diabetes, chronic heart failure, or the obstructive sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. Just based on the BMI, you're in the door. Well, what does that mean? That means you're paying $50 copay per month for one of three drugs. And these are the only three they're covering on the bridge program. Wegovy, Zepbound, and Fondeo. Now, Fondeo is a relatively new one, so it's spelled F-O-U-N-D-A-Y-O. So if you're on one of those three GLP-1s and you've got the BMI 35 or above, you can get them for $50 a month. You said, well, that sounds awfully expensive because on my commercial insurance plan through my employer, I have a coupon, I get them for free. Well, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever I'm talking to out there,
right,
get over it. Your commercial insurance is good insurance. Medicare drug coverage is not so good, mm-hmm. okay? So if you're on a Part D drug plan, GLP-1s are considered max-out drugs. What is a max-out drug? It means you're going to pay $2,100 over the course of the year for your GLP-1. You're maxing out. That's the most you can pay.
Right.
For a formulary drug. That's going up to $2,400 next year. So you're going to pay $2,100 to $2,400 in 2026 and 2027 for a GLP-1 on a Part D drug plan, where if you qualify for the bridge program, you're only paying $50 a month, $600 a year. So mm-hmm. significant savings, number one. Number two, it's a gateway, it's an entryway for people to get on the GLP-1 and have it deeply, deeply discounted
sure.
without having to have type 2 obstructive sleep apnea or the cardiovascular disease. So it's an easier way to get there too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not part of Medicare's Part D drug program. So you have to have a Part D plan to qualify,
right?
But you're not on Part D coverage. So this is important. There's five companies in Colorado that offer Part D coverage. That they would be United, Humana, Aetna, WellCare, and HealthSpring. Those five companies offer Part D coverage. If you have one of their plans, great. You may also qualify for the GLP-1 program if you don't have the comorbidities we mentioned earlier. You can get your drugs, but don't go to your current drug plan for that. You're going to go to your doctor first. Your doctor is going to have to figure out if you qualify for the GLP-1. Now, a lot of people are being told by their brokers, oh, the program's so new, we haven't figured it out yet. Give us time. Eventually, this is going to work. But right now, just keep doing what you're doing. No, the program started. In fact, you have a letter in front of you,
yes,
Scott.
Sir.
What is the letters in the upper left-hand corner of the letter?
CMS.
So he's got a letter in his hand, Scott does, from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's where the form goes that your doctor fills out. And just verify for me that I blurred out any identifying information.
Yes, sir. You have.
For HIPAA reasons, it's neutral. You don't know who I'm talking about. But it says, Dear So-and-so, right?
Right.
Would you read what it says?
Yes, sir. Dear, it says, when I say dear, this is because Jim blanked out the
right.
name.
Okay. Dear.
In response to your physician's recent request, we have approved one package, four injectable doses or 30 tablets of Zepbound QuickPen for weight loss every month, respectively, under the Medicare GLP-1 bridge. Please note that any claim submitted for greater than the above limits, quantity, or day supply will not be covered. The Medicare GLP-1 bridge is a time-limited CMS demonstration operating through December 31st, 2027, designed to provide eligible Medicare beneficiaries with access to certain GLP-1 medications. This demonstration allows CMS to test new approaches to improve affordability and access while generating data to inform future Medicare policy. The authorization is good, as like I said, till December 31st, 2027, and you will have to pay a $50 copay for each covered prescription fill. Please note, this copayment will not count toward your Medicare Part D true out-of-pocket cost and is not eligible for the Medicare prescription payment plan. And then if you have questions, you can call the Medicare team, give some numbers there. But
yeah,
absolutely on their letterhead.
That's exactly right. So the reason I'm sharing that with you is because is there a date on that letter?
The 7th.
The 7th.
So that kind of shows if it was effective July 1, people are interested in this.
There's no okay. reason, if you qualify, there's no reason, number one, your broker shouldn't have told you about it, but number two, and more importantly, there's no reason that your doctor – shouldn't be aggressively pursuing getting you on the GLP-1 program. And that this person I'm talking about, who's this letter was written to, I saw her over the weekend. She's taking her medication already. Like, it's been approved and delivered, and she's already got that feeling of fullness. She's like, I feel so full. I haven't eaten since Tuesday. Now, I'm exaggerating. But anyway, there you go. So there's the program. Now, last week, I had mentioned, and again, the drugs that are covered are Wegovy, Zepbound. You'll notice it did say Zepbound QuickPen. Only the QuickPen. There's different variations of that. Only the QuickPen is covered. And this is outside of the Medicare Part D drug program. That's why they're limiting it to a 30-day. You can't get a 90-day mail order.
Right.
You're going to go to the pharmacy every 30 days for the next 18 months or until the end of December.
Right.
And she, this happens to be a she is approved for the entire 18-month program.
Mm-hmm.
I know people's concern is, well, if these things work, these GLP-1s work as good as people say, I'm going to fall beneath the 35 threshold. You know, are they going to take, no, you're approved for the entire period they approve you for, even if you fall beneath that threshold.
Okay.
So it's a long-term, in this case, the full 18 months for her. Okay.
Right.
So anyway, that's that. So Wegovy, Zepbound, and Fondeo are the only three you can get covered for. Now, one of the things I mentioned last week was that the BMI of 35 was the sort of the easy thing to memorize.
Mm-hmm.
If my BMI is 35 and I don't have comorbidities, I'm in. However, can I qualify if my BMI is less than that? And actually, you can. So there's a couple of qualifiers that allow you to get into the program. For example, if you have obesity and your BMI is between 30 and 35, not 35, but 30 to 34, let's say, and you have heart failure with a specified, what they call ejection fraction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the medical part of this, but an ejection fraction, my aunt had cardiovascular, she's in hospice now, so we used to treat for it, we don't now, but while she was active, she was taking a special drug called Entresto that allows more blood to pump. That's called an ejection fraction.
Okay.
So obesity with the BMI of at least 30, between 30 and 34, and you have heart failure with a specified ejection fraction, or 30 to 34 BMI and hypertension, high blood pressure, even while taking two blood pressure drugs. So not just high blood pressure, but that's considered uncontrollable high blood pressure. I mean, you're on two drugs and you're still high,
mm-hmm.
okay? 30 to 34. Also, you can be between 30 and 34 and have chronic kidney disease. They call that CKD, a stage 3A or higher. So 3A or higher. So those are the cutoffs for 30 to 34. It's even possible with a BMI between 27 and 30 to qualify for the Bridge program. And I love this one, if you're pre-diabetic. And I think this is awesome because, number one, if you're at 27, 28, 29 BMI, to look at that person, you might not even think they're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you look at the table, for example, a five foot four individual at 155 has a BMI of 27. Now, 5'4", 155 is not, well, you'd look at someone right away and say, that person's got to lose weight.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But yet they're saying now, wait a minute, you're at 27. If you've got prediabetes, and I just love this because prediabetes is the A1C between 5.7 and 6.4. They're attacking it and saying, we don't want it to get diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a little bit of a gut. You're not obese, I mean, by BMI standards, but not morbidly obese. Let's get on top of this now before it becomes full-blown diabetes. So again, between 27 and 30 a BMI, pre-diabetes, which is defined as A1C between 5.7 and 6.4, or if you don't have pre-diabetes, you had a previous myocardial infarction, stroke, or symptomatic peripheral artery disease, PAD. So if you have any one of those conditions, you could get in as low as 27 BMI. Main point is, put pressure on your doctor. This is really not a broker issue.
Right.
Okay, the broker should be educating you to force your doctor to look at some different factors if you're not taking a GLP-1. Again, Folks, if this is so important, if you're already on Ozempic, Mounjaro, Rybelsus, Trulicity, if you're already on a weight loss drug and you're on Medicare, this program's not for you. You've right. already qualified for your GLP-1. We're opening this up for people that didn't otherwise qualify based on comorbidities.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of times people think, well, BMI, and I would assume most people, that, if you listen to this show at all, you've heard a lot about BMI with shows we do with doctors and different things like that. But you say, where does this come into play a little bit? You go to get a life insurance policy, guess what? You're going to take a physical, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And if your BMI is 35, it's not good.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Okay. You're either going to pay five times as much for the policy, or you're not going to get the policy at
right.
all. Yeah,
right, right.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
It is important.
Yep. So I would just say this, you know, as a as someone who's helped thousands of people on Medicare, a lot of people ask me, you know, if you could just give advice to me on who are your health. You have 1,000 clients at Silva Sherpa. Prior to opening your own agency, you helped thousands of others. Okay, so you've helped multiple thousands of people on their Medicare journey. Who are the healthiest people? Overall, if you could just do a broad stroke mm-hmm. and describe a healthy person for me, who would it be? By and large, the number one factor is weight. The people who have average sure. or near average weight, those are the ones that are on the fewest pills, are enjoying the best lifestyle, and aren't just living till 90, 95, but they're enjoying life in their 80s.
Right, right.
The people that I feel the most sorry for are my clients that are in their 80s and they're living, but they're surviving on a cocktail of medications every day, and their quality of life just isn't there. So, and I'm speaking to myself too, because you're speaking to me too.
That's maybe why I'm co-hosting this, because hey, it's a struggle.
It's
a
struggle.
And these again, we're not trying to turn this into a medical show, but I do shows with doctors, and they say, you know what, average person, again, not giving medical advice here. The average person loses 10% of their current body weight. They have seen people get off a lot of medications.
Unbelievable.
Just 10%.
Yep.
So, you know, don't look, hey, I need to lose 50 pounds, whatever, or 80 pounds. You may need to, but I'm telling you do 10%, it'll change your life.
Yeah. not only that, but you say, well, what's involved in that? It doesn't have to be, you know, for a while there, it was all the rage, this high intensity, HIIT, high intensity interval training. Wonderful. Hey, it's great. When I was in my 40s and 50s, I lost a bunch of weight with HIIT. It's where mm-hmm. you just max out your heart rate and then you let it go down, max it, blah, blah. Now I'm 64. Look, when you're in your 60s, not that you can't do HIIT. Sure, you can. Jack Lane was doing stuff like that into his 90s, right? Tractor trailers with his teeth. My point is this. If you're struggling just to get started on the weight loss journey, just take walks. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable what a 15, 20-minute walk will do in the morning. And I say the morning because once you don't do it in the morning, you're not going to do it 5 o'clock at night.
Sure.
Okay, even if you're not working, even if you're retired already, do it in the morning where the birds are chirping. We live in a beautiful climate. The sun is hitting your eyes. There's a whole bunch of reasons why mm-hmm. taking walk. In fact, we'll do a show on walking in the future.
Okay.
Really important. Just get out there, take a quick walk. Before you know it, within a month or two, you'll be doing a half hour, and before you know it, you'll be taking one after dinner at night.
Yep.
So that whole lifestyle starts with such simple things like we just said. Just get the process started, keep the weight manageable, and you really have, for the most part, enjoy a much healthier, a much more enjoyable life well into your 80s and 90s than people who are living that long, but there's no quality of life.
Right.
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes here. I want to touch on something you said last week. We were talking about, I want to educate people really on what it means, independent broker and not a captive agent. A lot of places you can go to get different types of insurance and everything, okay? You mentioned last week, home and auto is not your specialty.
Right.
This is. And guess what? It is not your state, and I'm saying this, not Jim, it's not your State Farm or Farmers Insurance guy.
Right.
Okay. That Medicare is their deal. Okay.
Right.
But talk just a minute about what it means as an independent broker and why that's such an advantage, and you're not a captive agent to any insurance company.
Right. Right. So the word captive, as the word might imply, is you're a prisoner.
Right.
So when you're a captive agent, you have an employee relationship with an insurance company. You work as an employee of United Healthcare. You're captive to them. Meaning when somebody, a client calls you, potential client calls you, legally, you can only offer them United Healthcare policy because you're captive to United. when they say to you, well, you know, I have a broker and I've looked into Humana, I've looked into, can you compare your policy? You say, no, I can't. I don't know enough about Humana or Cigna or Aetna to give you a comparison. I'm captive. I work for United only. The only policy I'm going to try to sell you is United. Who would want to work with someone like that? Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you want to go straight to a person that only covers one company? So when you go to an independent broker, they have contracts ideally with multiple companies. I mentioned on the last few weeks shows that we have, there's five different insurance companies that offer drug coverage, and we have contracts with all five. Mm-hmm. So we're not limiting, we're bringing the market, complete marketplace to you. Could you call all five companies yourself? Of course you could. Why would you want to? I mean, I used the gospel last week, the gospel of Matthew and the Beatitudes, to say when Jesus says, you know, during the Beatitudes, chapter 7 of Matthew, he says, if you build your house, listen to what I say, and you do it, you're building your house on a foundation of rock. If you don't do as I say, you're building your house on a foundation of sand. The right. storm comes and blows you away. It's no different with Medicare. With Medicare, you got to build your house, your coverage, on a foundation of rock. And we are the rock. Silver Sherpa Inc. is a mountain, helping you up the mountain of Medicare. If you try to do it yourself, you're building your Medicare foundation on sand. Mm-hmm. So yet you want an independent broker, ideally who has hundreds, plural, of five-star reviews on Better Business Bureau and Google review pages, and that's what we bring you, a proven history of being independent, giving you the best advice for your individual situation and not charging you a dime for our services. Right. I rest my case.
Right. We started out telling you about the workshops, and again, go to Sherpa123.com. Click on events there. You'll see the local libraries. These are being held, the times there. Pick one. Sign up. All right, need you to sign up. As Jim said earlier, got to know number of chairs, tables we need, and the space we need. So sign up for them. If you've got questions, give Jim a call, 303-865-5534, and he will be glad to help you. One tip of advice, do you recommend that someone bring their spouse, significant other with them when they come to something like this, a workshop?
100%. 100%. You want four ears to hear what Dylan and I are saying, because there's two people that Dylan and I share the responsibilities of these workshops. So you got two people talking, so you need four ears, two sets of ears hearing them. But more importantly, both of you eventually are going to be on Medicare, husband and wife, so you both want to know what's going on, and it's not something you always grasp the first time. So to have that ride home with your partner, to be going back and forth, is that what they said? Are you sure they said? No, I don't think they said that. This way, when you get home, you pick up the phone, you say, you know what? He said this, but I heard you say this. Which did you say? It's so important to hear it, mm-hmm. either hear it twice yourself
exactly.
or have your spouse hear it at the same time. Right. Absolutely.
And if somebody's turning 65, the remaining part of this year, if it's November, come now.
Absolutely. Yeah, you really want to, the absolute minimum amount of time you want to expose yourself to Medicare is 120 days, absolute minimum. Yep. Ideally 6 months. You really want to get the Medicare wheels greased at least 6 months in advance, but 120 days at a minimum. Now, if you're already in that window, you've missed the minimum, get there ASAP.
Sure.
Yeah, and look, if you can't wait until our first one in August 22nd, pick up the phone, call us. We'll do a one-on-one with you over the phone. We got to get you going. If you need Medicare for September, talk to us. We'll make it happen.
303-865-5534. Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to our show next week.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us today for Medicare and More.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.